Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maines. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Harris. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Weaver. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Monty Weaver. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber strikes out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 1 in the game. Bludge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Maynish reaches second base with a double. Bludge moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Werber moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Werber moves to third. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Weaver strikes out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schulte. Porter reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields the ball and throws to Grove covering. Safe. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schulte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL bunts towards first. Morgan fields the ball and throws to Grove covering. Safe. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. QL moves to second. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. QL moves to third. Monty Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0 for 2 in the game. Weaver hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cecil catches it and throws to first to double up Phillips. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schultz. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Maynisch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Maynisch reaches second base with a double. Bludge moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Bludge scores. Maynisch moves to third. It's Senators, 1, Red Sox, 1. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Johnson chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Farrell fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Farrell. Maynisch scores. Cronin scores. Harris moves to third. It's 3-1, Senators. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schultz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Schultz reaches second base with a double. Harris scores. It's 4-1, Senators. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds. Kress reaches second base with a double. Schultz scores. It's 5-1, Senators. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. QL is hit by the pitch. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0 for 3 in the game. Weaver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Weaver reaches second base with a double. Kress scores. QL goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Senators. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bludge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weaver scores. It's 8-1, Senators. Herb Pennock now pitching. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bludge moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball towards center. Reynolds catches it and throws to Cecil, who relays to Morgan to double up Mainisch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pennock for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Harris reaches second base with a double. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schultz bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to third. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. QL hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.